Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
What's up? You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. This is Trevor, back with another episode for the month of November. As always, a quick intro if you haven't listened. We just play hardcore. We play new hardcore. We talk about new hardcore to the best of my ability or the ability of the person that is talking with me at the time. Normally, it's just going to be me. So if you don't want to listen to me, you can tune me out to the next song. Or if you're listening to the podcast, make sure to go fast forward. You have the power. Getting into the music, we started off this set with a band from Bellingham, Washington called Membrane. They came out with their debut demo in early May of this year. We played Dog Barking in the Distance. Some hard-hitting HC with crust influence. They also have a local show for the local listeners in the Seattle area. Another Unity booking gig, November 11th, at the Pizza Twist with Wake of Humanity, Cujo, and Smother from Vancouver. From reports, I heard the last Pizza Twist gig was great, so I wouldn't miss it. If you got the time, do it. Up next, we're going to play some heavy HC from Bellingham. Literally, all the new bands are from Bellingham now. Crazy. Also, because it's the story as old as time, a lot of members of the same bands recycle members and go into different bands. And it seems the location that they're all spawning from these days is Bellingham. But up next, we're going to play a new band that just came out with a demo, Ritual Killing. We're going to play Iced Veins. Their demo came out on October 23rd. More moshing hardcore from the Pacific Northwest. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
Oh, You're listening to Dead Air.
Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
Radio for the kids, by the kids.
Alright, we're back. You were listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off the set with Ritual Killing, Iced Veins. Shout out to my boy Pedro. After that, we played California Hardcore with Distort, Break Me Out. Their latest record, Vengeance Is Mine, came out on Halloween on Advanced Perspective. I have always described this band as hard, not heavy, with their metal influence. Also, the record is for free on Bandcamp right now, but as always, pick up a physical copy if you can. Always usually a good live experience as well. Up next, we're going to Fort Worth, Texas, with Ozone Shutting You Down. New EP just came out on Numerality Zine November 1st. Four songs of crossover-influenced music versus New York hardcore. This is their follow-up release to their full-length that they put out on Numerality Zine last year, titled Hardcore from Fort Worth, Texas. Very simple. Well put. I'm really digging this follow-up so far, and they had a very active set at Just Another Gig this year in Tacoma. So let's give it a listen. We'll be back here listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
Sit down! hate you!
Hey, Mason, get the phone.
Dead Air, would you like to make a request?
Do you guys have any sweet hardcore, like Atreyu and Avenged Sevenfold, maybe Silverstein?
Attention all listeners, Avenged Sevenfold is not a fucking hardcore band. Dead Air plays hardcore for the kids, by the kids, so listen closely.
Let's go!
We're back here listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off the set with Ozone Shutting You Down. After that, we went to the band Sissy Fit, Stockton HC. We played their track Swinging Chains off of their promo 2023 that came out October 13th. A band that we have been consistently playing for the past 5 years since they've started as a band. I try to keep the good Dead Air tradition of championing bands through and through, from demo to last release to last show. We do have an interview with this band from the archives. Eventually, it will be unearthed. But in the meantime, check out the promo. Up next, we got a band that put out one of my favorite releases of 2022 from Brooklyn, New York. Rabbit with Tail Wags Dog. Death metal influenced, hardcore punk, I love it. Their latest release on Delayed Gratification, titled Bardo, came out right at the end of July this year. So check out this track and we'll be right back. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
We'll be right back.
listening to Dead Air.
What in the hell is wrong with you?
We're back. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off the set with Rabbit Tail Wags Dog. After that, we played Protozoan with Raised on Terror from Savannah, Georgia. Their self-titled tape came out 1027 on Invisible Audio. 80s influenced hardcore punk, very mean. I would describe the vocals as a rabid beast with very sharp teeth. It literally sounds like an animal taking a bite out of you. Up next, we go to Springfield, Missouri with Primitive Rage. We're going to play Rapacity and Sin off of their Split with the Tooth that came out at the beginning of October. I would describe as grindish / false grind. I hate using the word false grind, but I also absolutely hate arguing with grind fans or PV fans over what is true. The band's doing a lot of cool fests in the next couple months, so check them out if you plan to go to these fests. They're going to be at Flyover Fest in Tulsa. This is a sold-out event. One of the hottest growing hardcore fests out there. Primitive Rage is going to be playing day two of that fest with Twitching Tongues, Pain of Truth, End It, and a ton of other awesome new bands. The band is also going to be playing Bangin' in the Rock in Little Rock in December. This is a cool one too. Integrity, Terror, Harm's Way, God's Hate, All Out War, and a ton more. So I would check them out because they're going to be playing with some cool bands. So we're going to hit that track from Primitive Rage and be right back. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
Do you like hardcore punk rock?
The answer to that is no.
I think she's gonna ruin our house.
Dead Air Hardcore Radio. You are listening to Dead Air, giving you hardcore since 2004. Alright, we're back. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off the last set with Primitive Rage, Rapacity and Sin. After that, we go to London with Rifle Warfare. Their EP, Under Two Flags, came out at the end of October. This is punk rock, y'all. Loud, shouty, grodgy punk rock from London. And we finished up that set with Nuclear Man Red. Their demo 2023 came out right at the end of October. I would describe this as rock and roll influence, classic US hardcore from the lens of Winnipeg. Up next, let's do some mosh music. We're going to play Reality Denied, Nothing But Hate. Their record, Comes With a Price, came out at the end of May of this year. I am very selective with my beatdown, but this is Niagara Beatdown. Here we go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We'll be right back. yeah, bitch. Put on your mesh shorts. We're back to some more spin-kicking tunes here on Dead Air. More moshtastic tunes on your best source for hardcore and punk, Dead Air. right, we're back here listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off the set with Reality Denied, Nothing But Hate. After that, we go to the UK with Guilt Trip, Surrounded by Pain, off the record that came out last month titled Severance. I will tell you, if you've been listening to this show for a while, especially when we made the jump to online after we were done with FM for a while, roughly like 6 years ago, you will know when we made that jump to like an online wider format, we had a lot more heavy beatdown metal influence bands hit up the show. And a ton from UK, Australia, etc. And at that time, I was feeling very overloaded with a kind of European, UK beatdown metalcore-ish sound. But I feel like this band does it very well and should be leading the pack as far as at least regionally. I have not yet seen like a crowd mosh video for this band just yet, but if you were to tell me this band was comparable to Knock the Loose in their area, I would be inclined to believe you, even if that is not true. But after that, we played Visions of Morality, D2, some crossover heavy hardcore from Fort Worth, Texas. Their EP, Path to Divinity, came out at the end of September. I feel like this is one of those what you see is what you get type things. Looking at the artwork, it just screams crossover. Check it out. Up next, we're going to play a release that I saw hyped up quite a bit over the last couple months. You know, I might have a different feed than other people, but I've seen the artwork and seen people talk about this band. We're going to play Prevention, Will We Ever Recover? From Springfield, Illinois, their EP, Split the World, came out right at the end of August. Shouty, fast, straight edge hardcore with some mosh. We'll be right back here listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
Live life hardcore, whether you're into what's called are considered hardcore music or not. Just live life that way. Don't really go by what anyone else says. Don't trust anyone.
You're listening to Dead Air, hardcore radio for the kids by the kids since 2004.
Dead Air does not discriminate. We play music for the kids that want to stand up and say,
I am Satan! I am Satan!
As well as the kids that just want to sit back and smoke their Dead Air, a truly unbiased look at hardcore.
We're back. You are listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We started off this last set with Prevention. Will We Ever Recover? After that, we go to Boston with Fraud. We play Salvation off their record March of Progress that came out in mid-July of this year. On Delayed Gratification, Fast Boston Hardcore with Pogo Parts. Next, we go to Phoenix with Pig City. We play Bash Back off their untitled LP that came out this past September. This record came out in To Live a Lie. It's got hardcore, it's got the punk, it's got the pogo, it's got the power violence influence, it's got everything you need. And always, check out To Live a Lie Records. They don't really need my endorsement. Their music speaks for itself, but I'll do it anyway. Up next, we'll hop over to Tehachapi, California. With War Is Hell, we play Midway. This is Young Kids playing straightforward hardcore with a little bit of punk, a little bit of metallic, a little bit of everything you need once again. Tehachapi kids doing their thing. And a shout out to my friends in Tehachapi. And to go deeper and say Tehachapi once again, this is obviously a Warriors reference. Some deep ties to Tehachapi here. Check out their demo on Bandcamp for free. It came out at the beginning of October. We're going to hit that track and be right back. You are listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. Dead Air, bringing you radio for the kids, by the kids, since 2004. We're back. You are listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio. We have come to the end of the show. We started off this final set with War is Hell Midway. After that, we go once again to Springfield, Illinois. I got really excited when I said that. There's a lot of doubles on location on this. I didn't pick the locations. I just picked a song. Also, multiple Springfields. But moving forward, we played Shroud, This Will Define You, off their EP titled This Will Define You that came out May 17th of this year. Three words: fast, hardcore, punk. After that, we go to London once again for Clobber. We played Hardcore Hive Mind. Their record titled Violent Backbeat Noise came out on Venn Records October 20th. This is extremely anthemic UK hardcore punk. It is hardcore, but it is extremely catchy. I could definitely see people easily getting into the sing-alongs on these. A very strong sing-along aspect. And that's the last set. Before we get to our final song, I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about the program. If you follow me on social media, you know I'm halfway consistent with what we do here because it is just me. And I am always running, recording, and producing this show against the clock. And it's sometimes missing the mark. And if you listened to this show for a long time, you know that this is something I say way too often. But we have made some new permanent changes that I'm very excited about. And this one has been weighing on me for quite some time. We were online for years after KGRG. Finally, in the last 3 years, I kind of figured out the podcast thing. We've been doing short form content, all under the name Dead Air, because I wanted to keep things consistent. But in all honesty, I know an OG Dead Air fan, somebody who listened in 2004, like I did, would not recognize a lot of what's going on with the program today. Primarily because we kind of went with the whole online freeform podcasty thing, because it's no longer a group of college kids talking about their favorite hardcore record or whatever of the week. And the slogan we keep recycling it for the kids by the kids, but it's one dude in his mid 30s recording a lot of the times in his bedroom. It's just a totally different thing. And there's some things I can't take back. At this point, we're almost to 20 years, so I'm going to keep the name. For better, for worse, when I've lost, you know, listeners or not had the same pull as I once did, this show has always been an anchor for me. But one thing I really wanted to bring back is the live FM radio feel, and I had no idea how to do that. And while preparing for the live Dead Air reunion that we did back in July, I had somebody from Real Art approach me about a community radio station in Tacoma that has been doing stuff for past couple years. Basically, while my online radio station stuff started to wind down, this station kind of picked things up, and that's really, really cool. I dragged my feet for a few months on the idea of trying to talk to them, but finally did. And I had a great time just getting to know them in the little time that I've spent, which is not a lot. But long story short, Dead Air is back on FM radio. More specifically, Tacoma FM radio. So all of our Tacoma listeners who listened on FM back in the day, you can hear it in Tacoma, and you can hear it well in Tacoma because it is a Tacoma radio station, not Auburn, which was, you know, if you listen to Tacoma, it was pretty scratchy. But without further ado, I am extremely excited to announce that we are now back on FM radio, KTQA 95.3 Tacoma, Washington, or you can stream it on ktqa.org. To make my life easier, it is only going to be an hour program, but it will be every Wednesday at 10 p.m. You can stream it wherever, but more importantly, you can listen to it on your car and in your car and have that FM feel. I think it's going to be really cool. I have more things in the works, and I think this is going to be a big way to bring in the 20th year. So thank you to all the people that hooked me up with KTQA, and shout out to KTQA. There's amazing volunteers there. Make sure to check out KTQA on the socials. And if you like what you listen to, make sure to see how you can get involved or donate, because this is a community radio station. But that's all I got for now. We're going to finish it up with one of my favorite hardcore bands in the last 5 years. In 2019, they put out one of my favorite records of that year. Gasm has returned, and I was actually shocked because obviously right after Gasm put out their last record in 2019, the world kind of fell apart, and a lot of things happened. And the fact that they just kind of poofed back out of nowhere this past Halloween with FU2 got me excited, and it's great. This band is, I described them last time as grimy, evil, hardcore, and it hasn't changed. One thing I am concerned about is I saw on a post, and I believe it was on Reality Denied when I was looking up, that they supposedly had one of their last shows in September, which is concerning because I didn't know they were even doing shows. I thought they dropped off in general. So there's a lot of information I don't know that might have been some misinformation. But I hope that's not the case because I want to see this band. I want to get some merch from this band. If you haven't listened to Gasm, we're going to play it right now. I'm going to shut up and we're going to play that track. And we'll see you on the next episode. You're listening to Dead Air Hardcore Radio.